What is that door doing under your arm?
It's the front door of my house. I lost the key and I'm taking it to have a fresh key made.
Be sure you don't lose the front door, or you won't be able to enter your house.
Well, I left a window open, just to be on the safe side.
Do we live behind locked doors?
What kind of locked doors?
Are these doors of our own creating, or are they doors that have been imposed upon us?
Have we locked ourselves away from others, or have others locked us away?
Over the past year, we've experienced being locked down because of COVID-19, but there are many other ways we are locked down.
Perhaps we have a family member or friend locked in prison,
or an elderly person may be locked in a healthcare facility.
Perhaps we live behind locked doors of our own opinions and prejudices,
or we might live in a neighborhood where we feel we must lock our doors and keep a gun in the house.
Perhaps we are so busy with our careers, meeting deadlines, and pleasing our bosses that we feel tied down.
Many people, like those in India's large cities, live locked under terrible air pollution that they cannot escape.
We may live within our own small world. However, this can lock us away from people important to us.
This can lock us away even from the presence of the risen Christ.
In today's Gospel on Easter Sunday evening, the disciples were locked inside their doors for fear of the Jews. Jesus, after he had been abandoned by his disciples at his crucifixion, came and stood in their midst ready to forgive. "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained."
Thomas, as we well know, doubted Christ had come through their locked doors, and he wanted to see Jesus himself.
Two key ideas from today's gospel are that Jesus truly is risen from the dead, and he sends us his Holy Spirit for reconciliation.
Jesus is no longer subject to death, but from his place with his Father, he gives us his Holy Spirit to bring us together and make us whole.
Today's sending of the Holy Spirit happens on Easter, before the gift of the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire on Pentecost.
Whether we have caused our locked doors or have been locked behind doors by others, the risen Jesus comes into our midst.
He greets us, "Peace be with you."
Jesus desires for our hearts to be at peace and open to reconciliation.
Jesus also desires for us to walk out of our locked doors into reunion with others.
We have the option of remaining behind locked doors or being free to go out.
Sometimes remaining within our locked doors provides us with the comfort and security we desire.
Christ's Holy Spirit enables us, individually and as a people, to walk out from under what holds us locked down toward what unites us with others.
One way we stay locked behind closed doors is by holding on to grudges, anger, resentment, and even hatred.
All this can sap the power of the Holy Spirit from working within us, and we become paralyzed.
I suspect this is why Jesus invites us to forgive.
"Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained."
If we hold on to our grudges and resentments, they become stuck on us and tie us down and limit what is possible for us. Another way we stay locked down is by our fear. Christ gives us the Holy Spirit to overcome our fears, especially our fears of one another. Individuals and even nations can lock themselves behind doors of fear. And because of their fear, they are unwilling to come together and overcome their differences. Perhaps during this Easter season, we can ask Christ to help us see what are the doors we are locked behind. Perhaps we can ask for the courage to open those locked doors and move out again toward others and into our world.